Here is Chapter 8 of Rise 2, written in full and continuing directly from Chapters 1 to 7. This chapter elevates error correction from a technique to a structural inevitability without importing norms, goals, or teleology. Chapter 8. Error correction as an emergent law. Up to this point, elimination has acted externally. Structures collapsed when they could not withstand noise, delay, or disturbance. Then something changed. Elimination moved inside. This chapter explains why error correction is not optional once structure reaches sufficient depth and why it begins to look law-like even though it is not a law of physics. Error is no longer exceptional. At low complexity, error is occasional. At higher complexity, error is constant. As structures grow, interactions multiply. Timing windows narrow. Dependencies stack. Error does not arrive as a surprise. It arrives as background. Any organization that treats error as rare will not persist. Why prevention fails? Attempting response to error is prevention. Design systems so errors never occur. This fails for three reasons. Noise cannot be eliminated. Physical systems are never perfectly isolated. Complexity amplifies fragility. The more constraints exist, the more ways they can fail. Perfect precision is itself brittle. Exact alignment shatters under perturbation. Error prevention collapses under scale. Correction beats avoidance. Survivable systems do something different. They assume error will happen. They focus on detecting deviation, restoring acceptable states, limiting propagation. This is error correction. Error correction does not seek perfection. It seeks continuity. Why error correction looks like law? Error correction repeats everywhere, in molecular processes, in regulatory networks, in signaling systems, in learning structures. It appears so reliably that it is often mistaken for a fundamental principle. It is not. It is an emergent constraint imposed by survivability. Structures without it vanish. Tolerance, not exactness. Correction works by defining ranges, not points. Acceptable states. Permitted deviations. Recoverable errors. Tolerance replaces precision. This shift is essential. A system that insists on exactness has no room to recover. The cost of correction. Correction is not free. It requires extra structure, additional pathways, energy expenditure, delayed response. Why pay this cost? Because the alternative is collapse. Only correction mechanisms whose cost is lower than the cost of failure survive. Correction becomes internalized. At first, correction is reactive. Later, it becomes architectural. Structures evolve such that errors are easier to detect. Recovery paths are shorter. Failure zones are isolated. Correction stops being a process and becomes a property. Why this still does not imply design? Error correction can look engineered. That appearance is misleading. No foresight is required. Any organization that does not correct error accumulates damage and disappears. Survivors are biased toward correction. That bias is retrospective, not intentional. When error correction enables growth, correction does more than preserve. It enables expansion. Without correction, scaling increases fragility. Added components increase failure. Growth accelerates collapse. With correction, size becomes manageable. Complexity becomes survivable. Replication becomes possible. This is the turning point. The boundary ahead. We are now prepared for the next transition. Memory exists. Error correction exists. Stability exists. What happens when corrected memory begins to copy itself? Replication introduces selection without intention and heredity without purpose. That is the next regime. Closing sentence. Error correction survives because collapse is cheaper than perfection only once. If you want next, I can write chapter 9, replication as constraint recycling. Merge chapters 6 to 8 into a formal interlude on information, or pause for a deep consistency audit before the life intelligence arc. Just tell me how you'd like to continue.